Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today on the show is Claire Ertel. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to talk to you. So I see the advertising and the marketing for Art in Bloom every time I open up my cell phone or I'm online, and I'm really excited to talk about it. So first, why don't you tell people at home what is Art in Bloom?
Yeah. So Art in Bloom is when we partner with really talented local florists, floral designers from our region, and we'll have about 20 this year. And they then select a work of art from our permanent collection at the museum, or sometimes from a traveling exhibition, which is the case this time around. And they will then create a beautiful floral design inspired by that work of art. And it was really remarkable. Last year was our first time bringing this back after a very long hiatus, but just the popularity of this event, we had really strong attendance and people just love the connections of the flowers to the art. We had one work that was just huge that was inspired by our beautiful Tiffany window, stained glass window, that was absolutely gorgeous, but they were all beautiful. In fact, we do a contest where the visitors can actually vote on what is their favorite. And people told us so many times it's so hard to pick just one. But then from that, we selected one floral design as the Visitor's Choice Award. Along with some other awards we had that our director chose one that was her favorite, and then also the women's committee, I'm sorry, the committee for the Westmoreland, which is mainly comprised of women volunteers that help out in hosting a number of events for us, but also they support Art in Bloom. They chose one of the floral designs to be their favorite. So those were all really neat features of the event. But we also, in addition, just to come and walk through the museum, see the works of art, see the floral designs, we have some special events that are tied to Art in Bloom.
Great, let's talk about all those.
Yeah. So the first thing is a floral design workshop. So, and you know what? And I'll go back and say this is right around the corner. The dates are March 26th through March 30th. So it's a Wednesday through a Sunday. We actually added an extra day this year. It was so popular last year. We ran it Thursday through Sunday, but we thought, we need to increase the amount of time dates that people can come through. So now we're doing it Wednesday, March 26th through Sunday, March 30th, during the museum's normal hours of 10 to 5. So that's when you can come for just the general admission, and it is $10 per person for attending Art in Bloom, and it's free for museum members. So if you want to become a member of the museum, it might be a good time, and then you will get in for free for Art in Bloom. But back to the programs. On Thursday, March 27th, from 11 to 2, we'll be hosting a floral design workshop. So that's where you can come and be instructed by a professional floral designer and create your very own floral design to take home with you. We provide all of the needed needed materials, and then you are instructed by this floral designer to create a beautiful arrangement based on different principles of composition and everything that goes into floral design. Then we have a fun event on Friday, March 28th from 5:30 to 8, which we're calling Flowers After Hours. And that is sort of a happy hour style event where there'll be drinks, and just sort of extra music and extra atmosphere to go along with your Art in Bloom experience. So you'll have the exclusive opportunity to tour all the floral designs at night, and you'll have music and also signature botanical cocktails to help, inspire you as you go through and view everything. And then on Saturday, March 29th, we're doing a tea party event, and the first seating of that may be very close to selling out, or it may already be sold out, but we do have another seating from 2:30 to 4. So that will be a fun event with, of course, tea, traditional sandwiches that you would normally think of with a tea event. And we'll also have a guest florist there that'll be doing a floral design that you can view while you're enjoying at your table. And then lastly, on Sunday, March 30th is the one date where we do not have an admission price tied to Art and Bloom. That's the final day, and from 10 to 5, guests are encouraged to come, and it is free that day. So maybe you want to come back and see some of your favorite floral designs if you caught it earlier, or if you're just looking for an opportunity to see it when there is no admission, that is the final opportunity. So it's just 5 days, and it's really an amazing event. We also have really great merchandise and some fun food items in our shop. We'll have pop-up artists that have jewelry or something that ties to flowers. So we really tried to program the whole museum around it, and I promise it won't disappoint.
Sounds amazing. So let's go over the dates and where people can find out more and how to register for some of these things.
Wonderful, thank you. Yes, so Art and Bloom at the museum will be Wednesday, March 26th through Sunday, March 30th from 10 to 5. And then with all of those special events that I just mentioned that you can find on our website, and that's where you can register for Art and Bloom, but we'll also accept walk-ins for just the general admission. And then for the special events, you will need to register in advance, and you can find that registration at our website, thewestmoreland.org/events.
Okay, so that's where you can find all of that. That sounds great. And like you said, it's a great time to become a member. Why don't you tell us about how much membership is and what are the advantages of it?
Oh, great. Yeah. So we have membership levels for individuals starting at $75. And then we have a range of different prices for families. And then also more of a patron level where you're donating to the museum, and you have the opportunity to join a society called the Westmoreland Society, and you actually select works of art to join our collection. So there's all of variety of levels of membership. We also have discounts for seniors and students on our membership. And as a member of the museum, then we always offer a discounted price for anything that might have a paid price. So, like our jazz concerts or our art on tap, members are always getting in at a discounted price. And then the museum is free. So, that is not a benefit of membership, except for events like Art on Tap or, to come in for free. I'm sorry, for Art and Bloom to come in for free. But what the members do is they make free admission possible for everyone else. So we would not be able to offer that free admission without the support of UPMC Health Plan, but also our members and donors who help support the museum make that possible. And that's really important to us to not have that barrier of price if someone wants to come enjoy the art. So, the museum is free, and it's really our members that help support that.
Wonderful. So many things going on at the museum. I don't know how you keep track of it all, but people going in and out and all kinds of projects happening. And really, I find that you really try to focus on young people as well. I see a tremendous amount of events focused on young people. And even in your marketing with Art in Bloom, you do see a lot of young people who have come to it in the past.
Yes, that's definitely true. We always have, in addition to classes for children, we also have interactive opportunities that are always available anytime you come to visit the museum. We have a station where you can pick up an art search, and we have it designed at different levels, some for younger children, some for teens, and then even an art search for adults. And that is a guided experience, a self-guided experience as you go through the museum, and you kind of have these challenges that you're trying to find. So we always have that available for children, along with other activities. And then we most months we have a Sunday fun day event, and that is a fully programmed day with musical performances, special extra art activities that is very family friendly. So we try to be You've got it. Hit the nail right on the head. We try to be extremely family friendly and have something for all ages available at the museum.
It's amazing. It's wonderful. Well, I know you have some other things that you want to talk about that are coming up at the museum throughout April.
Yes. So in April, like all of the other months, we have lots of events happening. One thing that's happening, right around the corner on Thursday, April 3rd in the evening, we're partnering with the Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra to present a concert that's called Windfluence, an exploration of music, her story instead of history. And this is part of our year-long initiative in 2025 at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art to celebrate women in the arts. We're calling it our Year of Women Artists. And so it was inspired by two anchor featured exhibitions that we have, one that's going on now through May, and then one that will happen in the fall of 2025. So those featured exhibitions were the anchor events, but then throughout the year, we're presenting a number of programs that are all tied to celebrating women in the arts. And so this is one example where we will be partnering with the Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra to perform this concert at the museum. And it will be female musicians, as well as they'll be performing the works of female composers. So that's a great event. $20 for members of the museum, $25 for non-members, and there'll be a cash bar and complimentary light bites available. So
That sounds
also,
wonderful.
oh yeah, I know, I'm really excited for that. And then we have our monthly jazz series. That's Wednesday, April 16th, featuring Jeff Bush. We have an adult art class that we do those every month, and we partner with a local artist who presents a particular project that the participants can complete. So that is something to look for on our website if you're interested in maybe exploring your creative side. And then we have the annual Arts Walk, and that's a collaboration with the Westmoreland Cultural Trust and Seton Hill University that we present every year at the museum. We will have artwork and poetry from a couple local school districts. Students that attend those districts, these talented young people, will showcase their art and poetry at the museum. And we'll also have some activities going on. But then you can really walk. You could start at the museum, or you could start down at Seton Hill at their art center, or at the Westmoreland Cultural Trust, and then just traverse through the whole city. We'll be partnering with businesses that day to make the whole downtown Greensburg area just full of lots of fun arts and cultural events, music, visual art, dance, you name it. So that's Saturday, April 26th, if I failed to mention that, from 10 to 3.
So the art walk, I mean that's become it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year.
It has. We took a little hiatus, of course, over the COVID time period, but we came back bigger and stronger.
I've been to that several times, and even my kids enjoy it, and it seems like even the local restaurants and things try to get involved in it. So there's a lot of outdoor activities if it's nice outside.
Yes, they do. And it will go on rain or shine. And we do have, but that it's wonderful when the weather does cooperate. But we do have lots of indoor spaces between the trust and Seton Hill and us. So, even bring your umbrella and walk in the rain in April if it does. But hopefully we'll hope for sunny weather.
I see you have an art on tap for Art Fool's Day as well.
Oh, yes. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes. So that's another thing we do on a monthly basis, usually, is Art on Tap. We take a little break in the summer, but we have that going on April and May. So Art on Tap is where we have music, drinks, light bites, a scavenger hunt. So it's a nice opportunity to come and socialize. It is a 21 plus event. Very low ticket price on that, $12 for members, $15 for non-members. And that includes one free drink and then a cash bar thereafter. So, lots of opportunities to just come, even if it's your first time coming to the museum. That might be a good way to experience it, to come for something like Art on Tap, where you can, have fun and enjoying music and have a drink, and then also take a peek at the art upstairs and see all that we have to offer.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and my guest today is Claire Ertl. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. She's telling us about all the spring activities, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about what's happening in May. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Joining me today is Claire Ertel. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. We had a great discussion in the first half of the show about Art in Bloom. And for people who are just joining us, tell us again a little bit about Art in Bloom and the dates and how they can get involved.
Great. Yes. So Art in Bloom is one time when we do charge admission at the museum. Usually we're free, but for these 5 days from Wednesday, March 26th through Sunday, March 30th, we present this very special experience where you can come and see art in bloom. You can see works from art and then mirrored by these amazing compositions created by talented local floral designers that mimic or are somehow inspired by these works of art in our collection. So again, that's Wednesday, March 26th through Sunday, March 30th from 10 to 5. That's for the general admission. It is $10 for non-members or free for members of the museum. Then we have a whole host of other or a suite of other events that we're doing tied to that, a floral design workshop, a flowers after hours, a tea party. And then the final day on Sunday, March 30th is actually free. So then that $10 admission fee is waived, and that is a free day for Art in Bloom.
Sounds amazing. You're expecting hundreds of people through the museum that week.
We are, yes. It was really well attended last year. We added an extra day because of that. So we're open Wednesday. You know, we'll have it throughout that whole week that we're open Wednesday through Sunday.
That's going to be great. Well, we've gone on to talk about a lot of fun partnerships for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art, including with the Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra. And that's going to be Exploration of Music, Her Story Instead of History. That's coming up on April 3rd. That's going to be a great event. We've talked about Art on Tap. We've talked about a little jazz concert and some pop-up studios. And also, let's go over the art walk again for people who didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so Saturday, April 26th is the annual Arts Walk in Greensburg. That is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's a free event, like many of the things we present at the museum. And we partner with Seton Hill University as well as the Westmoreland Cultural Trust to present a day long of celebrating arts and culture in Greensburg. There'll be music, dance, visual arts, of course, at the museum. And at the museum, we'll be featuring the work of talented young people from several local school districts, both artwork and poetry.
Wonderful. That's going to be an amazing event. And then before you know it, May is going to be here. So what's on the agenda for May?
Yeah, so for May, we have another event tied to our 2025 year-long initiative, which we're calling Year of Women Artists. And that is a curator talk. So we're bringing in the curator from the Philadelphia Museum of Art. And it's all centered around our very popular Mary Cassatt painting, which was recently on tour on a national exhibition tour that went to Philadelphia, California. And we're glad to have the Mary Cassatt painting return. And we'll be bringing in the curator, Jennifer Thompson, to speak about her inspiration for creating this exhibition called Mary Cassatt at Work. And it will be in our community room space. It is a little bit of a higher ticket price. It's $40 for members and $45 for non-members, but it includes a special reception with food and drink. And it's a nice exclusive opportunity to celebrate that work, which is very important to our collection and a fan favorite.
Yes, absolutely. I know that you make sure that you focus on American art, but also you bring in events that focus on different cultures and different heritages. And I see a Sunday fun day that's dedicated to our Asian American and Pacific Islander heritage. Such a neat event.
Yes. So this event last year, this was the first time we presented it. And so we're bringing it back. It was so popular. We had a couple different dance troupes, some that were Indian American individuals, and then also from Pacific Islander heritage as well. And those performances were really amazing. There's a photo that we're using to promote this event that just shows our community room totally packed with people enjoying one of these performances. And it was really a fun day where this the museum came to life with the music, the sound. We always usually have food trucks where food's available for purchase too that are tied to the theme for the day. So it's another great opportunity to experience another culture, not only through dance and art, but also through food. So that's fun and that's free. And for all ages, we'll also have an art activity that might be geared for children, but also really for anyone to come and have a creative little, time in, at the museum. We like to do that, of course, with all of our Sunday fun days to have a time for you to, touch your creative side and do an art making activity. And so it's not only for kids, I like to say it's, for adults too. So pull up your sleeves and take part in an art activity.
That's Sunday Fun Day on Sunday, May 18th from 10 to 3 at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. And then I know it's early, but I bet you're already planning an artful evening, your annual gala. Is that right?
We are. Oh yes, we are deep into planning that. That is a wonderful event. The really unique point about that event is that our cantilever gallery space, where we present our featured exhibitions, typically, we have been lucky enough to time this the past several years when that exhibition space is empty, or it may have featured works from our own collection, and therefore we were able to have food and drink in that space. But that's really the heart of an artful evening is that space. We have long tables. It's really dramatic. It's a seated dinner event. And you start out the night actually with some stations throughout the other gallery spaces, but then end there in the Cantilever Gallery overlooking downtown Greensburg and the Laurel Highlands beyond. And it's just a wonderful, ambiance, atmosphere to have a seated dinner event and lots of great time to socialize with friends at an artful evening. And that is Saturday, May 30th. Sorry, Saturday, May 31st from 6 to 9 p.m.
That's going to be great. And it helps raise money for the museum as well.
It is. That is our one annual fundraiser event. So we are very appreciative of the sponsors who help to sponsor that. And then everyone who buys a ticket is also contributing to the museum's education and exhibition programming throughout the year.
Yeah, so it brings a lot of attention, I think, to the museum as well, so that people can see what's happening there, right?
Yes, it certainly does. We are lucky to have that event usually sell out, so that's wonderful. And we just appreciate the support that we receive from the community to make sure that we're here for generations to come.
It's going to be amazing. And then all of a sudden it's summer, and now you're talking about summer camps. So go ahead and tell us about those.
Yeah, so in June and July, we host summer camps. They're week long. Most of them are concentrated to the morning hours from 9 to noon. We do have one special opportunity this year that is a little bit longer. And we have those designed for a variety of ages, 7 to 8 year olds, 9 and 10 year olds, and then a teen program as well. So if you go on our website, those registration ends in May for early May for that. But we have, I think, a 6 weeks total of art camp. So depending on the age of your child, you can hopefully find one that works with your schedule. And those are always really popular events there. I just love in the summer when we have those kids here with us. They have the opportunity to go up into the museum, be inspired by the art. And then they're down working on all these wonderful projects. And then the last day, they have an art show where their family is invited to come see everything that they created throughout the week. And it's really special for them. They're so proud of their creations. So that's a wonderful time when we have the kids there for the week in the summer.
My daughter has done the art camp, and she's actually on the website and some of the marketing, which is so cute. I love it. I love to see her on there. She and her girlfriend had a wonderful time when they went last year, and I think they'll do it again this year for sure. Art camp is special because, again, I want to get back to that point where, really trying to educate and attract younger people to the museum, right?
Yes, that's always a focus of ours. Our learning engagement and partnerships team does a wonderful job planning a variety of events. And it brings to mind too, right now we are presenting an exhibition that closes in May called Our Own Work, Our Own Way, Southern Modern Women Artists. And it features 40 different women artists. This is a collection from the Johnson Collection in South Carolina. It's the first time it's toured or been at a venue outside of the Southern United States. So we're happy to bring it here to the region. And there's an interactive activity that is a part of the exhibition where you can kind of answer a series of questions and decide what artists you're most like of the women artists in the exhibition. And we have that also designed for children to be able to take on a sheet of paper. So we're always trying to do things that, are kid friendly. Anytime you come to the museum, there is an interactive station where you can pick up an activity to take your child through the museum so that it's really enhancing their experience and making it a little bit more meaningful. And they walk away with having completed a project and feel, really special about their time at the museum. So there's always something to do. We try to make it, multi-generational so that, everyone who comes can enjoy themselves at the museum. And we're free.
Tell us all the ways that people can connect with the Westmoreland Museum.
Well, we're very active on social media, of course. So you can find us there on whatever platform is probably your favorite. You can probably find the museum. And then our website is thewestmoreland.org. So that's the best place to see all of our upcoming events and exhibitions. And you can also sign up for our newsletter, email newsletter there. You can also see past issues of our printed newsletter. So we try to make that really your one-stop shop to learn everything, keep it very up to date. And there's always something new to experience at the museum, from our events to the art on the walls. So we hope that everyone will take the opportunity to come visit us. And remember that admission is free, so only if you have a few hours, you can stop in. Also, we have our beautiful museum shop and Cafe Marchand, where you can get a coffee drink, maybe a biscotti, and peruse some jewelry. So there's also that to do. You can feel free to, even if you don't have time to come see the art, maybe you want to just pop in for something from the cafe. We always encourage that too.
Wonderful. Well, Claire Ertl is the Director of Public Relations for and Marketing for the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. She did a great job today on the show, running through the next 6 months of events for the Westmoreland Museum. It sounds wonderful. And don't forget to check out Art in Bloom. You can visit their website, their social, get registered for one of those events rather quickly. Claire, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.